This is a very special place. It's not on the Prakrama path that the Navadweep Mandala Prakrama. We described when we went to Yogpith. There's Gauramandal, Navadweep, and Antardweep. So 64 miles circumference includes where we are. But the Navadweep Mandal Parikrama is inside, and Yogpith is inside. The importance of this place is the empowerment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to invest not only his own potency but literally himself within one of his devotees. Because of, once again, the compassion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared within this world because this is the age of Kali. And in the age of Kali, there's all good qualities are lost. Simply quarrel and dissension over nothing, over trivials. People give their lives, they lose their friendships, they lose everything over trivials. Meaningless argument and speculation. The real happiness of life is lost. This was the lamentation of Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, who pleaded with fervent prayer for the Lord to descend. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that mercy. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tushe Namaha. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Even for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was a big task, in one sense. Therefore, he empowered, with his own potency, others to carry out that same mission, in the same mood, in the same ecstasy of love of God. So here in this very place was one who received that presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within his heart. When we went to Katwa, we saw the samadhi of Gadadhar Pandit. Remember? And the picture in front of the samadhi of Gadadhar Pandit was Srimati Radharani and the luster of Srimati Radharani, and that was represented by Gadadhar Das. So here, Nakula Brahmachari was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested himself within his heart such that the same mood, the same beauty, the same ecstasy of Krishna Prema permeated the personality of Nakula Brahmachari. So much so that he would, for hours, chant and dance and sing the holy names of the Lord in ecstatic love of God, and would speak the message, same message that Mahaprabhu spoke. And as you can see, the village people were astonished. Hundreds and thousands of persons came flocking to this very place to experience that ecstasy of Krishna Prema, and their hearts also became filled with Krishna Prema. To call it the renown, the fame of Nukula Brahmachari spread throughout all the land. And when this message came to Shivananda Sen, who was a very pure devotee, but a very discerning person also. We heard one of the services that Shivananda Sen performed. He took care of all the devotees as they made their annual pilgrimage from Gaudiya realm here, Navadvip and Gauramandala, and headed towards Puri. And he took care of all of their dealings, all the toll collectors and their places of accommodation and all their meals. He was the Nanda Gopal of all the Vaishnavas who went by hundreds to go visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every year. But here we have buses and Mayapur Dham, you know, for accommodation. We have things all set up. He didn't have all that. In other words, very respected, leading personality, very sober, very competent. We also heard that Shivananda Sen was instructed by Mahaprabhu to take care of the personal finances of Vasudev Datta. In his vast wealth, Vasudev Datta was so liberal and so generous that he couldn't even maintain his own family. He gave everything away as fast as it would come. So that same Shivananda Sen heard about the fame of Nukula Brahmachari, but he had a doubt. How can this be? Is this really so? Maybe it's just someone taking advantage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reputation for his own aggrandizement. So he came here. This place is very near Ambika Kalna. Historically, it has, in recent history, it has been the county courthouse area for the whole area. So it's a very respectable area within the Burdwan district. So he came here, and there was huge crowd of people. Thousands and thousands of people. And Nukula Brahmachari sat here under this tree. And out of the whole crowd of people, Shivananda Sen was thinking, I want to test and find out if it's a fact. If Nukula Brahmachari really is what everybody says he is. If he can identify me in this crowd, and not only that, disclose my mantra, my private secret mantra, because nobody knows except Guru and me, my mantra, then I'll believe. So he was carrying this in his heart, but spoke it to no one. Nukula Brahmachari was sitting here because he had this factual empowerment from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can understand the heart of Shivananda Sen. Imagine if you can understand the heart of thousands and thousands of people all at once. So he sends someone to go get Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen, where are you? Shivananda Sen, whoever you are, Nukula Brahmachari would like you to come forward. So Shivananda Sen could understand, he's calling for me. So he came before Nukula Brahmachari, and it's recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nukula Brahmachari spoke, Shivananda Sen, you shouldn't have this doubt in your heart. Your mantra is the four-syllable Gopal mantra, exactly as Shivananda Sen was thinking. This will be the proof. Nukula Brahmachari provided the proof. He became a believer. In inside, as we walked inside, just to the left is the samadhi of Nakula Brahmachari. And very, very merciful deities of Gornatai, Lord Nityananda giving his mercy, and Lord Chaitanya in a beautiful dancing pose, as Nakula Brahmachari would also dance in ecstasy of love of God. To propagate Krishna consciousness, to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mission, one must receive empowerment. This is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. Without being directly empowered by Krishna, you cannot induce someone else to even utter Krishna's name, what to speak of engage in devotional service, what to speak of give one's practical activities, what to speak of give one's life and soul to the personality of Godhead. So right here, Nakula Brahmachari, not so much is said about him in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat, but imagine Mahaprabhu was directly within his heart as an agent, directly manifesting all of Mahaprabhu's mercy and compassion, and just by his association, love of God would be imparted unto others. So we can pray here at this place that somehow some empowerment, some mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can also enter into our hearts, and we can be somehow individually, collectively, working in the association and the Sangha of other Vaishnavas, somehow instrumental to bring others to the position of chanting Krishna's name, serving Krishna, adopting the devotional way of life. This is the prayer is itself a service. It's one of the nine limbs of bhakti. And if that prayer is a selfless prayer and a genuine and sincere prayer, Krishna can empower us to do something on his behalf. And as sincere and as pure as our hearts are, the more we can do on his behalf. Now, when Nittai Prasad was speaking to our local people about devotees have come from all over India and all around the world to speak about Mahaprabhu, so please be respectful. This is part of training of them how to be not just, you know, spectators of the spectacle before them, but appreciative of the message of Mahaprabhu's glories. I wanted to speak several times. I've been wanting to speak about, he mentioned we're here from ISKCON Mayapur. So they may have never been to ISKCON Mayapur. But probably all of them have heard of ISKCON Mayapur. And when Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON Mayapur, he requested two devotees to become co-directors of ISKCON Mayapur and dedicate their lives to exactly what we're doing now. One of them was Jai Pataka Maharaj. And as I've mentioned already, Jai Pataka Maharaj is in a very critical condition of health right now. No. Prabhupada wanted him to one devotee that was here at the time when they were being installed as co-directors. Prabhupada even went so far as to say, stay in Mayapur, preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and reunite Bangladesh and West Bengal. There's a mission for you. Because why have the two separated? We were discussing on the way over here that as Lakshman Sen was a contemporary of Jayadev Goswami and requested Jayadev Goswami to reside in his palace, and that invitation was declined, but he resided at Champahati. So that was something like 300 years ago. And going back in time, the Sen dynasty, we heard Samudra Sen or Suvarna Vihar, King Suvarna Sen. The Sen dynasty was a long-standing, powerful Kshatriya dynasty. But in that same place when the Muslim invasion came, then it became Chankazi's palace. And through that military conquest, then so much other than Vaishnava practice became populated. To the chanting of the holy names of the Lord and the propagation of the message of Mahaprabhu, not necessarily through conversion, but bringing people also to the position of chanting Krishna's holy name and worshipping Krishna, appreciating Krishna. So hardly has there been such a powerful preacher amongst Srila Prabhupada's disciples as Jaipataka Maharaj. And he's in great difficulty right now with his health condition. When we were, in case you're not aware of this, during the final day of our GBC meeting in Mumbai, this was about 2 weeks ago, maybe now 3 weeks ago, because we've been out here for some time. Early in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, he called out to those who were attending him for help. And he lost external consciousness, was taken in a stretcher, in an ambulance, to the Hinduja hospital, where they found that he had a brain stroke. And the base of the spine are so many bundles of nerves that they couldn't do anything. There was some hemorrhaging inside and they couldn't do anything to stop it. So he's been on a respirator with tubes and this and that since that time. That was the 23rd, and what's the date today? The 8th. So let us offer some prayers for this wonderful, empowered Vaishnava, that he can, if Krishna so desires, to have him stay in our midst, revive his health, and continue to preach Krishna consciousness on behalf of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Certainly a great, empowered preacher in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So we can offer our prayers to Krishna for his recovery and continued strong preaching to spread Krishna consciousness. There was something that just, I can't recall the detail, where Prabhupada was asking somebody to assist Jaipataka Maharaj to get Indian citizenship. And they were saying, well, why does he want Indian citizenship? He has American citizenship. Indians want to get American citizenship, and he wants to get Indian citizenship. Said he can help us spread the mission of Mahaprabhu so he can stay here. He said, well, how can he spread the message of Mahaprabhu? He only speaks English. He said, he speaks Bengali. He speaks Bengali fluently. Well, but how will people accept him? And then Prabhupada said, He is an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Get him an Indian passport. So let us offer our prayers to Krishna that Jayapataka Maharaj's preaching strength can be restored and he can rejoin our forces in spreading the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.